On Saturday, dozens of people gathered in Juneau to remember Saul Neely at a fire dish memorial, a Thlinkit cultural ceremony. Neely taught English literature and was a community advocate for criminal justice reform through programs like the Flying University, a higher education program inside Lemon Creek Correctional Center. He died in October on a backpacking trip in Washington State, where he was living. Saul Neely used to give lectures around a fire at an outdoor pavilion on the campus of the University of Alaska Southeast, even on cold and wet November days. His memorial was held at that same spot. Alaska Native Languages professor Hune Lance Twitchell was a close friend of Neely's. He led the fire dish ceremony, which serves as a way to give those who recently died food and messages of strength to prepare them for their long journey after death. The offerings are passed through a fire.
For our guests that are here that we share love with and courage, sometimes we offer abbreviated versions of our cultural ceremonies with them. The ways that we grieve, the ways that we move on as Thlinkit people. So we thought we'd offer a fire dish.
Twitchell invited those in attendance to write names of anyone else they would like to honor on note cards to be added to the fire.
Because we're inviting them to come, the things that we offer to our ancestors, we give to the fire.
Neely was a professor at UAS for more than a decade. Even though he left Juneau in 2020, there was still a large group of people at UAS and throughout the community who wanted to gather and celebrate his life here. Fellow educators and former students say Neely always approached his work with love for people and for place. Laura Hale's trip read a poem on behalf of a former Flying University student named Nathan Block.
His spirit now resides within the threshold of the book, as he would remind us. Mark the first page of the book with a red pen because, in the very beginning, the wound was invisible. With every new or old book, rub it until it bleeds. Rub it until the goosebumps on your neck scream. That's where you'll encounter Saul, hidden within the pages, awaiting your arrival.
Ida Heather Burge was a student of Neely's, who now teaches Thlinkit classes at UAS.
He started reconnecting with his own Indigenous family, identity, understanding, around the same time I did. And he was an incredible example for what that looked like as an adult, to build that community, to build those places, to build those relationships with people, both where you were transplanted and where you came from.
Burge asked all of his former students to stand with her, and a dozen or so rose.
I'm not quite sure what we're going to do now that he's gone. I'll thank you, Chief Saul, for everything you've given us. You've laid a foundation. We're going to keep building on it, Chief.
Will Geiger said it was fitting that Neely's memorial was held at the Noyes Pavilion, where he attended each class of Saul Neely's post-colonial literature course, even on cold November nights like this one.
I've been thinking lately that Saul often talked about how, based off something Cornel West said, he considered time to be a gift and a giver rather than a limitation placed on what we're able to accomplish. And so I've been thinking about what a gift we all received having Saul here with us rather than a impediment it is that he left us sooner than we would have wanted him to.
Many people talked about how much Neely loved his daughter. Neely's wife and daughter were at the ceremony, but neither spoke. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.